This is the National Daily.
Welcome to July 18th, 2020 on the National Day calendar. I'm John McClain, sitting in for Marlo Anderson. And today we celebrate the tart and the salty. More after the break from Anna DeVere.
Before we can talk, we communicate with touch. And the most vital messages are delivered with our hands. You are safe. You are loved. Saf Power Hand Sanitizer Cream is tough on germs and soft on skin because you don't just protect them, you surround them with softness. For more on the difference you can feel, visit safpower.com.
Just what makes us crave that mouth-watering, tear-jerking taste of today's sour candies is unclear, but the history of the underlying tartness goes back to the 19th century. Hard candy manufacturing back then relied on acid to convert cane sugar into glucose, which resists crystallization. Vinegar did the trick, and likely trained our mouth to crave this sweet tart combination. Then along came the Lemonhead in 1962, which used citric acid to power our pucker, and a new kind of arms race was born. Since then, we've raised the bar ever higher with kids demanding a mouth-punishing experience that seemed to culminate with the 1993 impact of the Mega Warhead. On National Sour Candy Day, pucker up any way you please and leave the fear factor kind to the kids.
Caviar is a delicacy that is quite expensive and typically served at only the most lavish parties. Beluga caviar is widely considered to be the best that money can buy, but it might as well be plain old scrambled eggs when compared to Almas caviar. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, this delicacy isn't just the priciest caviar in the world, it's the most expensive food in the world, period. 1 pound of it can cost up to $17,000. It's produced from the eggs of the endangered albino sturgeon found only in the southern part of the Caspian Sea. On National Caviar Day, live it up a little and treat yourself to a less expensive version.
I'm guessing you're a sour candy guy.
Yeah, sour candy guy, not a salty fish egg guy.
Tomorrow is Daiquiri Day and Ice Cream Day. Who could lose with that?
Right, we put them both in a blender, we make a milkshake, we sit by the pool.
I'm with you on that. If you'd like to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com.
And we'll see you tomorrow.